As communities work together to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and to ensure that those suffering receive the potentially life-saving treatment they need, my office is working diligently to stop deceptive claims and false cures, said Attorney General Ken Paxton. I will not allow anyone or any business to take advantage of Texans during this national health crisis. The current disaster declaration is effective across the entire state, and under Texas consumer protection statutes, it is illegal for a person to take advantage of a disaster declaration by engaging in deceptive trade practices, the AG's press release said. That is all fine and good, Mr. Paxton, but what are you doing to stop government officials from denying the basic rights of the people of Texas through deceptive local orders, which are presented to make people believe they're no longer free to travel? What about those municipal police checkpoints in the Rio Grande Valley designed to intimidate people? What about orders that limit only two people, even of the same household, from being in a vehicle together? What about the Dallas County judge claiming people were not free to travel outside the county to work, even though no area quarantine had been implemented? Mr. Attorney General, it's time you spend serious time worrying about deceptive actions by local government officials, not justified by need and of questionable legal foundation, which are grossly infringing on natural and enumerated rights. The deception, Mr. Attorney General, is brainwashing even more people into believing that their basic rights are something allowed them by government, as opposed to natural rights belonging to them irrespective of government. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.